This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. If you've ever had to push a lawnmower up a hill, you've probably thought, what can I plant to get out of this horrendous chore? You're not alone. I've been asked about planting steep slopes. That's a tough one. You're looking for plants to prevent soil erosion, and yet the site is usually difficult to work on for anything, including maintenance. There are some choices to consider, however. If you don't mind a wilder look, there are some native grasses that are fantastic. Cydotes gamma is the smallest of the grasses, I would suggest, at 1 to 2 feet tall. It has pretty seed stalks that hang to one side. Canada wild rye grows 2 to 4 feet tall and spreads quickly by self-seeding. It also has a pretty drooping seed head. Consider plants with deep tap roots and or spreading by rhizomes and provide pollinator habitat. In the shrub department, fragrant sumac is an option. It spreads quickly and has pretty fall color. A favorite of the highway department is the burning bush. It grows 4 to 8 feet tall, has great-looking bark and stunning fall color. For sun or shade, the Taunton yew grows 3 to 5 feet tall and spreads easily. This is one tough shrub. The leaves, branches, and fruit of the yews are toxic to animals and humans, although most people and pets are not really interested in eating it. Check out GardenBite.com for more information on these plants. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.